This is WHCL, Clinton, New York.
Thank you. burning daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, it's Radio. I'm Andy Sr., and am I glad to be here tonight. This is May 7th, 2010, and it's just another day. Just another day. And, boy, I'm going to be inscrutable tonight, and that's fine with me. We started with Abe Lyman with that song, Frank Silvano on the vocal, from 1927, Just Another Day, Wasted Away Thinking of You, although I didn't waste today. I did a lot of good things today. I did the dishes. That was important. If you don't do the dishes, it gets, that's when the Board of Health comes over and or hoarders or somebody, they start to point fingers at you. So it's good to get those dishes done. Just my word of advice. And after that, we had a marvelous and strange recording of Wang Wang Blues from 1928. Or was it 29? Probably 29, more likely. Test pressing by Mal Hallett and his orchestra. I think I just mistranscribed that, because I've been known to do that, too, from Edison Hot Dance on Jazz Oracle, Volume 3. And that arrangement, it's a killer. That's off one of their needle-type records. But, wow, that's all I have to say. Mal Hallett playing plenty hot there. Willard Robeson with our theme, Wake Up, Chillin', Wake Up. Yes, and this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and I hope you're having a wonderful evening. The weather's beautiful out. It's certainly May, and it's nice and warm, happy weather, and I'm doing pretty well. and more on that later. Next week, there will not be a Radiola on the air. There will also be, it will be postseason, and there will be somebody else in the studio here, ostensibly, unless nobody wants a spot, in which I wouldn't blame them. But I will be elsewhere. In fact, I'm considering that this is a celebration of the Coon Sanders Festival, and I think that that's why I'm playing a few recordings by the Coon Sanders Original Nighthawk Orchestra tonight, as well as a group that will be at the festival, and we'll play them later. And of course, that's the West End Jazz Band. But we're going to start with Coon Sanders in 1928. Now, this was from 1928, and this describes my mood up until this week. This week was peaceful, too busy. Uh huh. Thank you.
making me blue. I can't understand your action, but I'll get my satisfaction. Don't you worry, just you wait and see, dear. Wait till you want me, honey, then it won't be so funny when I say that I'm too busy for you.
Oh,
Louisiana Bobo, and that was by B.A. Rolfe and his Palais d'Or Orchestra. B.A. Rolfe was about 25 years older than Bix Beiderbecke, or approximately that. But B.A. Rolfe was allied to this area because he led orchestra and at the Majestic Theater about 1904, then went into the movie business, lost all his money, and went back into the band business. And I think the Palais d'Or was a Chinese restaurant where he led that that group. And he was a trumpet virtuoso from way back. And that's hot. That's hot stuff for a guy who was basically pushing 50 at that time. Sounded good. You know, pushing 50 isn't so bad. You don't want to push it too hard. It'll push back. But even so, yes. Louisiana Bobo from 1928. Before that, Frank Trumbauer. You know, that's a... Yeah, what can you say about that? That's the word classic is inadequate to describe that recording from that 1927 session with Bix and Eddie Lang and all those guys. Frank Trumbauer, of course, on sax. Riverboat Shuffle. That was because I got a request last week for some Bix, and I said, you know, I like Bix. I should throw people a bone once in a while and play somebody they recognize. So there's Bix Beiderbecke, and I love it. That's one of my favorite recordings of all time. Any of those sides from around then. Oh yeah. Before that, the Coon Sanders Original Light Hawk Orchestra, Too Busy, 1928. And I'm not too busy to say this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and I'm so glad you're aboard tonight, and thank you for listening. One thing before I continue, I would like to say that if you want to hear how my mind works, and maybe you don't, but if you do, there is now an interview with me posted, and you can get there through my Radiola blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com. If you'll scroll down, you'll see a link to an interview with Keith Hansen, who has been on the web for a decade doing amazing and interesting and wonderful interviews, and I am so pleased that he let me get on and blab for what turned out to be 2 hours about the show, including music and stuff. So it's almost a 2-hour show. So if you want to listen to that, you can't get enough of me on Friday. Check that out, and you can listen to me until you're thoroughly disgusted. And it was a wonderful. Actually, it was. I'm really thrilled and pleased at how that interview turned out. It was. I actually sound like I know what I'm talking about, which I find to be astonishing. We're going to continue now with Fanny Watson with a bit of advice to the gals. Never let no one man worry your mind. Uh-huh.
Saying, when they tell you love is blind. That song, a good man, hard to find, is one grand melody. But since my sweet daddy's been a-treating me mean, I'll sing a song that made a hit with me. Never let no one man worry your mind. If you do, you're simply wasting your time. Now suppose some vampire gets him alone. You couldn't find your daddy with a fine-tooth comb. Ain't a bit of use to coax or to beg, or to tie a ball and chain to his leg. From here on out, I don't know divorce. I'm a freestone peach, and nothing clings to me. Take my advice. Never let no one man worry your
when you go to choose a man, don't take one who is ancient. Get a young one if you can. For an old man, he is old, and an old man, he is gray. But a young man knows just how to love. Get away, old man, get away. Don't ever marry an old man, you'll find it doesn't pay. For you'll soon meet a young man who will steal your heart away. For an old man, he is old, and an old man, he is gray. But a young man knows just how to love. Get away, old man, get away. You ought to find a young man with healthy, rosy cheeks. For if an old man gets a rheumatiz, he stays in bed for weeks. For an old man, he is old, and an old man, he is gray. But a young man knows just how to love. Get away, old man, get away. I wouldn't marry an old man, I'll tell you the reason why. Tobacco juice is on his lips and his chin is never dry. For an old man, he is old, and an old man, he is gray. But a young man knows just how to love. Get away, old man, get away.
How do you do?
I'd rather marry a young man with a goodly supply of brains. Cause there's no fool like an old fool, and you cannot make him change. For an old man, he is old, and an old man, he is gray. But a young man knows just how to love. Get away, old man, get away. An old man may have money and cattle on his farm, but a young man hugs much better, for there's power in his arms. For an old man, he is old, and an old man, he is gray. But a young man knows just how to love. Get away, old man, get away. An old man and a young girl should never, never mix. For no one ever found out how to teach an old dog new tricks. For an old man, he is old, and an old man, he is gray. But a young man knows just how to love. Get away, old man, get away. Be sure to marry a young man, no matter what the cost. An old man's like an apple when it's bitten by the frost. For an old man, he is old, and an old man, he is gray. But a young man knows just how to love. Get away, old man, get away. Get away, get away, get away. Get away, get away, get away. Shoo fly, don't bother me. Shoo fly, don't bother me. Get away, get away, get away.
Well, that was a rather rude bit of a vintage Americana, sung by Honey Duke. Actually, Johnny Marvin. I think that was about 1927. That was recorded for the Grey Gull family of labels. And families ain't what they used to be. Now, that was, yes, very strange. You know, we all feel, I have to say, I feel the icy breath of the Reaper upon the back of my neck at times. And often his bony talons reaching for my wattles. And suddenly, it's Thanksgiving, and I'm the turkey. However, that hasn't happened yet. I'm still feeling pretty good. But, you know, whatever. Before that, it was Mandello's Dance Orchestra. I think it's, Jack Kaufman on the vocal there. Cool Papa, 1928, beginning with Fanny Watson, Never Let No One Man Worry Your Mind, from 1919. Off the OK 78. Everything else, I think the... Yes, there are a few 78s on this show and a few other things, too, off of Worthy Reissues. And if you want the whole playlist for this show, please check out radiolablog.blogspot.com. Type Radiola into Google. You'll find it. And I'm Andy Sr. I'm purveying this stuff to you. Icy breath of the Grim Reaper or not, the show must go on. And continuing on Radiola, here's Miff Mole. And his molars. This is, again, from the Fud Livingston Jazz Oracle CD. I think he wrote this. From 1927. Imagination. Thank you.
future is guaranteed. I say that I'm more than satisfied. I'm more than satisfied. Somebody's kiss seems so sweet, and if they say come repeat, no wonder I'm more than satisfied. I'm more than satisfied. I've done away with all my weak kiss, the blues, goodbye, goodbye. I've given up myself for keeps. There's a reason why, a reason. I'd have to write plenty books to tell you just how she looks. I'd say that I'm more than satisfied.
Oh yeah, that was Black Horse. Another, that was from the Adrian Rollini Jazz Oracle CD. George Posnack and his orchestra, and I have no idea if that's somebody's real name or if somebody was sailing under false colors there on the QRS label back in about 1930. But Black Horse, hot record. Before that, another classic of the 1927 sides recorded by Tram and Bix and Lang and the guys. I'm More Than Satisfied, recorded as the Chicago Loopers for the Perfect and Pathé Actuel labels in 1927. More Than Satisfied, the Deep River Quartet there. I think Willard Robeson was around waving a baton, or at least he was in the studio. Maybe he's getting a cup of coffee, but I think his name was allied with those guys. And started with Miff Mole and his Molars, Imagination, 1927, and Red Nichols there playing very, very futuristic stuff for 1927. There was such advancement. If you consider the jazz of 10 years before, which was very, I guess volume was its main attribute. This was extremely strange stuff. So I don't know. It took a while to get there, and didn't take that long. 10 years. Interesting stuff there. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior. We're going to continue now with Al Jolson off of Brunswick 78. Here he's recording with Isham Jones in 1924, and this is not a happy guy. He sounds like he's going to be happy. It sounds like a midlife crisis to me what he's going through here, but he's definitely stepping out.
Dishes and rolling pins, pots and pans, silverware, furniture, old tin cans. Around a flat we're flying, I hear a lady crying. Neighbors all hollered out, won't you stop? Cut it out, call a cop. Slam went the door, then a man began to roar. Stepping out, now I'm through. Stepping out, done with you. When we wed, we both said life would be one sweet song. Though we had lots of words, all the music was wrong. Stepping out, taking air. Stepping out, on a tear. If you want me night or day, look in any swell cafe, and you'll find me stepping out. Everybody in our block knows how wicked you can talk. Purple, Willard, Dempsey too, never had a thing on you. Every night I'd call a cop, oh, but he couldn't make you stop. Each one came and took a chance, flirted with the ambulance. Stepping out, no more fight. Stepping out, night and night. When we went, people said, what a wonderful match. It was all playing ball. When you pitch, I would catch. Stepping out, no remorse. Stepping out means the more. Get a summons out for me. Try to serve it, and you'll see that you'll find me stepping out.
Take a trip, I understand.
Why, yes, can you
tell me some good place to go.
Why, certainly, boy. You can't find a better spot than the old Dixieland.
That right?
Spend your vacation.
Where, boy?
With my relations.
Thanks.
Let my home be your home when you're down in Dixieland.
I'll let your folks be my folks, Jiminy, won't that be grand?
Hey, son, walk right up and kiss my ma.
You mean just like you would?
Uh-huh. Shake the hand of dear old pa.
I'll say, gee, you look good.
Let my mammy lead you to the table.
Oh, boy, I'll eat my fill.
There between my little sister Mabel
and your kid brother Bill.
When shades of night are drawing near,
in your four-post bed I can palm my ear.
Let my home be your home when you're down in Dixieland. Of old Dixie's thousand charms I've just begun to tell.
It must be nice as paradise.
Uh-huh. You will have to go there to appreciate it well.
All right, so I'll remember
June or December. There's a certain person for you, she's been my gal.
Well, I'll kiss her once.
But don't you keep rehearsing, remember you're my pal.
Well, I might get lonesome there, you know.
You can get New York on my radio.
All
let
right.
My home be your home when you're down in Dixieland.
Thank you.
I don't know how they did that fade out with the acoustic recording, but they did a job on that. That was, again, B.A. Rolfe and his Palais d'Or Orchestra. That was recorded in 1927, Rocky Mountain Blues. And, yes, I told you about B.A. Rolfe. Had a career locally, too, before he went elsewhere and did other things. Before that, you had Al Bernard and J. Russell Robinson, the Dixie Stars, as they were well known as at that point. 1924, Let My Home Be Your Home. Beginning with Steppin' Out, there's an apostrophe there, from 1924, Al Jolson with Isham Jones, and that's a, oh boy, a midlife crisis indeed. Mine went through when I was 14, so it's amazing. The other shoe hasn't dropped yet, by the way, which I'm very happy about. This is Radiola, and we don't have any dropping shoes on this program. We just lay a lot of shellac out for you and other things, CDs, that reissues, and other amazing items here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. As I mentioned, next week I will not be broadcasting from this studio, but I will be seeing the following group, also who are going to be playing Rocky Mountain Blues in this cut coming up. But we're going to hear the West End Jazz Band, and this is their 2008 recording of Rocky Mountain Blues, which was a Henderson piece. So we heard B.A. Rolfe doing it on Edison Diamond Disc. Here's the West End Jazz Band doing it on Rivermont CD. And by the way, check out their website. Brian Wright has an amazing label there. You should definitely look and see what you want there, because there's so much good stuff. And this is one of the things I highly recommend from Rivermont. So here's Rivermont's recording, West End Jazz Band, Rocky Mountain Blues.